a tendency of mine is to be quite binary. I have a tendency to be an all or nothing type of person. And that's been evident in many areas of my life. Nonetheless, right now, where I've gotten into a period of heavy physical exercise, I have averaged for the last 4 months, 2 hours in movement every single day. That includes working out, going to work, stretching, those kinds of things, but in movement, 2 hours a day. And as I said, that's been a pattern for me all my life. And a couple of years ago, I just realized that I wanted to find some sort of balance. And a lot of people were speaking about balance at the time. And I wanted to find it. I wanted to be less binary. And that led me down a path of trying to decipher what balance is and find my own way of doing it. And that's what we're going to speak about today, because I think I've learned a couple of things that might be or hopefully are useful to you. This is Caspian with a riff on balance. I've got three ideas today that I've found very useful in working with balance, and I've heard others finding them useful too. The first one is the idea of pulling from opposite ends, finding extremes and pulling from both of them, either at the same time or interchangeably between them. And those extremes could be, let's take again physical exercise as an example. Pulling from opposite ends could be periods of intense working out and periods of very, very restful or resting. It could be periods of heavy caloric. I think that's the word, caloric restriction versus feasting, or at least not caring. I found this very useful in all areas of life, really, since I tend to go all in. So again, taking the example of physical exercise, right now I move a lot, and just a year ago, I barely took walks. I mean, I barely took a walk a day. On my Apple Watch, I barely closed my rings. And today I do that every single day. With this going all in, and again pulling from opposite ends, I found it really important for me to find the extreme on both ends and pay as much attention to it as I can. So yeah, I spend a lot of time at the gym. I spend a lot of time out running. I spend a lot of time at the pool. But I also spend quite a lot of time on the couch doing absolutely nothing. I also spend quite a lot of time on the yoga mat to be able to restore my muscles. Stretching or just relaxing, trying to pull from opposite ends. The extreme workout, but also very, very intense resting. That could be for long periods of time. As I said, I used to work out quite a lot. Then I had a 6-year, 5-year gap, and now I try to be in movement again. And that brings me on to the next one that has been really important to me in finding balance, which is, I think most of us are cyclic. We're cyclic beings, quite naturally. And what I've found very, very anecdotally, but also in speaking to friends, is that most men that I've met and spoken to about this have a daily cycle, right? I need to work out every single day. If I'm going to work out, I need to do it every single day. If I'm following a sleeping schedule, I need to follow that every single day. If I follow a nutrition schedule or a food schedule, I need to do that every single day, right? My cycle is very, very much on the day-to-day. If I'm going to get anything done that I want to on the long term, I need to be able to do it every single day. I need to build habits, daily habits. What I've found is that most women that I talk to have a longer cycle, right? Either weekly or sometimes monthly, which would be quite natural, seeing that you have a hormone cycle and the menstrual cycle that sort of has a higher impact on your body than the hormone cycles of men, as far as I've understood it. Finding that cycle for me, understanding that I have a daily cycle of waking up early, having some productive hours in the morning. I work best if I work out in the afternoon or around 3, 4, 5, not much later than that. That's when I get the most out of my exercise, and that's also when I have the most or the best time to rest. And I get a shit ton of stuff done in the morning at work. Finding that cycle took me quite some time, and it involved me experimenting with which hours I sleep every single night, how many hours I sleep, when to work out, when to do reading, when to do intense deep work. I've shuffled things around throughout the day and found this to be the most practical as of now, but also quite a good cycle for me to run on. Then again, as I said, one of my closest friends says that she has a much more monthly cycle where she needs a certain amount of workout and movement over a month's time. Some weeks are going to be down weeks, some weeks are going to be up weeks. And again, trying to find that, the extremes, and work with that. I try to incorporate both of the extremes and pull from opposite ends throughout the day, and she does it more throughout the month. The last thing I want to speak about is something that Nassim Taleb brought up in his book Antifragile, which had a huge impact on me. I highly recommend you read it. It has to do with the pulling from opposite ends. It's called the barbell strategy. And it comes from investing. I'm not going to go into that because it's not as interesting to me, really. But the basic concept is that you have a barbell and you have weights on both sides. And usually what you do is you put equal amounts of weights on both sides because that's the most practical thing to do if you're going to lift it. But what Nassim Taleb said was that you can balance the barbell differently depending on what kinds of weights you put on either side. Meaning, on one side, you have low risk or low intensity or things that are quite easy or comfortable, very comfortable. On the other side, the opposite side, you have the opposite, high risk, high intensity, uncomfortable things that you do. And what he says is that you can find balance by putting most of your assets, be that energy, be that intensity or your money, I guess, in his case, on the low risk, low intensity, comfortable side. But then you put a small amount way over at the high intensity, high risk, uncomfortable scale of the barbell. And I found from my experiments this to be quite useful. Again, taking physical exercise. Most of my exercise, I would say 90%, is in heart rate zone 2, which means it's a comfortable speaking pace if you're out running or as I do, bicycling. Basically, it's quite comfortable and I can do it for a very long period of time, which is beneficial to me because I want to do long distance running. Most of my exercise is comfortable, and then I try to mix it up with some high intensity, either weightlifting or quick runs where I get my heart rate really elevated, doing intervals, doing, again, heavy lifting, really challenging myself. What he says is that you can do this in any area of life. And I found more luck with this strategy in some areas for sure. But again, the low risk, low intensity, comfortable part of it should be about 90%. Regardless if it's your diet or if it's your workload or if it's whatever. Strategy in managing risk with your career. Do most of the comfortable, safe things, but also try your luck way over, way above your pay grade or outside your comfort zone. The idea of the barbell is that you avoid the middle. You don't do the moderately comfortable or, you know, just dipping your toe outside of your comfort zone. If you're gonna take some risk, you might as well put most of your assets in a really safe environment and then take a high risk with a small amount of the resources. That's the basic idea. And I found it to be applicable to most areas of life. As I said, I found more success with it in some, but it's an idea, it's a mental model that I really, I find it very useful in terms of finding balance. Because as I said, most of my exercise, most of my work is very comfortable. And then I try to take a very high risk or high intensity to mix it up and get the benefits from both rather than doing the middle all through. Those are three ideas for today. I, again, hope you find them useful. I'm going to put some links in the show notes to stuff that I've written on all these ideas, but also try to reference where they're coming from. If you haven't already, subscribe, podcasts, platforms, YouTube, wherever. And if you have any other ideas or experiences in regards of finding balance, please do share them, because I think this is something that a lot of people are spending quite a lot of time trying to find an answer to. Until next time, take care.